right, happy Friday afternoon, everybody. This is the Hero Card Hour. Glad you're tuning in. We got three heroes in the studio right here today, right? We need a hero. Hi, Glenn Taylor.
How's it going?
Letting you get your headphones on there. It's going great. And how about you? How you doing?
I'm doing great, actually. It's Friday and flying by the seat of our pants, which is my favorite radio style. So.
Well, I can deliver that, trust me. As I was telling everybody, oh, and Bobby Burris is here. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, TGIF.
Absolutely, Bobby. You good today?
Very nice.
We've been hanging out already earlier, so I know you're pretty good. It's good
it's
to see you.
It's been an enjoyable Friday so far.
Good, good.
Now, well, now I'm here.
And you're here. And we're going to have some fun.
No, that was sarcastic.
You're fired. You're at least from the Friday show, Bobby. Hit the door.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, best laid plans. I was telling everybody here in the studio that I spent maybe an hour preparing some notes for the show and left them on my desk. So you talk about flying by the seat of your pants.
That's, I've done that.
That
and
is
you know,
me.
You know when it happens to me is when I'm having to fill in for Harley on the morning show, which you really do need notes.
You want some notes for Harley, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well. I took a minute to, maybe I can't remember everything, but I'll remember a few things, I hope. Yeah. So
that's what, you know, they have those tiles, so if you lose stuff, they need to give you something that notifies you when you're forgetting stuff.
They do.
To, you know?
I could just tag everything.
Pick up this before you leave.
Oh, well, I think I got my phone with me. I got a computer here. So anyway, I'm glad you tuned in. This is the Hero Card Hour. It's every Friday, 2 to 3, KERV, 1230 AM radio. My name is Lou McCoy. I'm the host most weeks of the show, for what that's worth. And anyway, we're glad, like I said, glad you tuned in. I want to give a couple of shout-outs before we get too far in the show. And then I want to recognize our major sponsors that partner with us on the Hero Card. But I want to give a shout-out. I want to tell a quick story. You know, this hour every week we do talk a little Hero Card business. But I also try to feature some interesting guests. And, in fact, at the break, second half of the show, I believe Denise Lemieux, who is – yeah, you know Denise.
Sure.
Glenn. Yeah, she's quite familiar with the station. I think she does some advertising with you guys.
They are very good sponsors.
Good sponsors, yeah.
They support Rev FM, and I understand they're doing something real special this weekend.
Big event called Shatter the Stigma.
Uh-huh.
And, Bobby, you're familiar with it because I think it's got a car show.
I'm going.
Yeah,
I'm going.
You're putting your bad boy car in there.
That's where I got to go after I finish here to clean the car.
You got a bad boy car? What is it?
Yeah, I got a 40 Ford. Street Rod.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, it was my dad's. I inherited it from him, so I keep it covered and shined.
All right.
But it's got a little dust on it, so I'll have to dust it.
But it's coming out.
Polish
it's coming out to win the car show this weekend.
Well, and, yeah, so I'm going to get to, you know, everybody's a little fearful of the weather, and I think that's, Denise made that comment to me today. You know, people are a little hesitant. So they have the ability to put some cars in there tonight. And don't have to worry in case it's rain.
Okay.
It's going to be indoors.
It's an indoor show.
So, yeah, they're at the Youth Center.
Youth Center, yeah.
Absolutely. So it'll be a fun thing.
Good. Well, I'm glad. I look forward to coming over and seeing the cars and seeing your
car. And for a really good cause. You know, she told me a little bit about what they're doing there at the Kerrville State Hospital. And, you know.
Don't give it away, though, because she's going to come in at the break.
You got to stay tuned.
You have to stay tuned for that. So it'll be fun.
But it's going to be a fun deal.
Yeah.
They're having a motorcycle ride. And it's going to be good.
Good. Yeah. Good. Well, so back to where I was going with that is that I'm always looking for good guests, and I'm also looking as our company, our business, we like to donate funds when we can to certain organizations. So I had gotten a lead about a group called Honor Veterans Now over in Fredericksburg. Either of you familiar with it?
No.
You know it?
No.
Yeah, so I wasn't either. But what was really cool, they're located right next to one of our business partners, Your Floors and More. And I was going to see her, and then I noticed Honor Veterans, and Nicole is the owner of Your Floor and More. And so anyway, I popped in just out of the blue, and when I opened the door, looking right at me is Brenda Thompson. And I don't know if you guys know Brenda, but Brenda's a Kerrville resident who has been the executive director of a couple of organizations here, the YMCA and BCFS.
Mm-hmm.
And now she is part of Honor Veterans Now. And she introduced me to Aaron Taylor, who is their executive director. And so I'm giving a shout out to Aaron because Aaron told me she would pull up the show today on her computer and be listening. So
awesome.
Aaron, I hope that's True, and I hope you'll come on the show soon and talk about what Honor Veterans Now does. They help, they fight, they locate veterans in a nutshell who are without food.
Oh, okay.
And they don't provide the food, but they find somebody that will. So fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah,
so,
isn't it amazing? And we, you know, this can't be said enough how much folks in this area, how we take care of our veterans.
We do.
We, absolutely. I mean, as we should. Go above and beyond.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Well, yeah, they certainly did.
They did.
Above and beyond.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so.
Absolutely.
Shout out to them. I'm, again, looking forward to hopefully having them as a guest on the show.
Yeah.
I think they will be, probably within the next 2 weeks. So, yep, ding, ding. And I also want to give a shout out to my friend Frank Molina. I really want to give it to his wife, Luisa.
Uh-huh.
Now, just this morning at 8 o'clock, Luisa was at our house delivering a empanadas.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh, y'all know what that is. I am so ignorant of these things. So, okay.
I didn't get a call.
I didn't get to eat them either. Let me tell you. So, so apparently my youngest son, who's a freshman at Tyvee, is doing a project for geography, I'm assuming, and had to create some. Oh, I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but their project included featuring a food from that particular country. I don't even know where those are from. I'm so ignorant. But
Argentina does some good ones. Yes.
Okay, maybe may be it.
Argentinian
I think
empanadas.
That's it. There you go.
Delicious. They make all different kinds with meats and different sauces. No, you should have called.
Well, I didn't, Bobby, and I'm sorry. I should have stuck one in my pocket for you. She slapped my hand when I reached for one. So
just
she,
one?
Just one and one. And anyway, pretty funny. But we just appreciate Luisa. Just a great cook and a good friend. So thank you, Luisa. And I think your husband is probably listening, so maybe he'll share with you that I gave you a shout out. So. I was disappointed, though, Bobby, because I didn't know what they were, right? And I thought it was a plate of, like, a pastry.
You living in a cave somewhere?
Well, dude, and even if I didn't know, I probably wouldn't remember, like we've talked about. It looks like my notes for the show are back at home, you know? But, I was hoping it was something for breakfast, but no, didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're good. They're, okay. Yeah.
It says here that empanadas have their origins in, is it Galicia, Spain?
Okay.
And Portugal.
Portugal. Ah, very,
very
good.
If I am to believe the Google machine here.
Well, everything you read on there is true and accurate, right? that's the rule of the internet.
Well, it depends on what I'm looking up, you know, how many grains of salt I use, you know.
That's fun. All right, and then ring the bell again because we got a lot of area baseball teams still playing baseball. Including the Tyvee Antlers.
Yeah, that's right.
I understand they're going to be on the radio this evening.
I'm assuming the 7 p.m. first pitch. I bet Wally and
Coach,
Coach will be out there calling that games down in Medina Valley.
Medina Valley, that's correct. You've also got softball, Harper.
I was going to say Harper. Yeah, softball's still playing.
So, so we really got some great teams this year.
That's exciting. Center Point still playing.
Go Pirates.
They won their first game of three, and they play again Saturday.
They're playing
in Abilene.
Yes, and now they're playing Ozona.
Okay.
Which is kind of hard because Ozona has one of our stations.
So we got to give a shout out to them as well. We're proud of Ozona,
the Ozona Lions. Yeah,
that's exciting. Center Point's pretty salty though. I think they'll probably take that series.
Lots of good things about.
And Tyvee's beat Medina Valley a couple times this year already, so I think they
looking good. That's what I did earlier today.
Right?
I
baseball,
don't
want to
say it. Well, I don't want to say it out loud because I don't want to jinx it.
Baseball's a fickle game.
You know,
the best team doesn't always win in baseball. Now over a 20 game series, they will win the majority, but you know, on a two out of three, you never know. But
one pitch or one hit can change the whole thing.
Sure. Or one dominant pitcher, or your bats go quiet. So.
Well, and I was listening to Coach and Walter on their show, The Score. I don't know if y'all ever catch that.
We do. I do.
10 o'clock on KRVL 94.3 on Saturdays. And to hear Walter Reed explain why he loves baseball, and to get the man knows baseball inside and out.
He does,
and it was really great. He went into a whole monologue about it last week, and I thought, man, he was explaining things that most folks, even if you're a huge fan, would never think
you would
about,
know about it.
The mechanics and all of that.
There is a much more than meets the eye. In
it
baseball.
Is a science.
Yep, absolutely. So that's good. Well, Walter loves every sport and loves any sport a kid's playing, though. Right?
Sure,
I mean,
man.
He is
heart of gold, man.
Heart of gold, absolutely. So, and the other two teams locally, and you know, I know this is broadcast here in Kerrville, or at least the station is, but the hero card. We show no boundaries. We work in Bernie as well, and so we want to give a shout out to Bernie Champion, who's still playing, and then Bernie High School. Still
right
playing.
On, really?
Yeah, all yeah. Right. So that's we got some baseball town here in the Hill Country,
man.
Without a doubt,
gotta love it.
Gotta love it. All right, so music today. Who did we do? I don't remember. Was it Alan Jackson?
Alan Jackson, yeah.
Big fan of Alan Jackson? Be honest.
I like some of his, well, you know what I was a big fan of? And yes, I do like his music.
Pretty smooth.
Was when he cut his set short at the CMA Awards and went in and launched into a George Jones song.
Yep.
That was amazing.
Tribute to George, right?
Yes.
Yeah, to George.
For those of us
away.
Who love true
I love
country,
George. Yep.
Yeah, man, that was pretty neat.
I don't believe I've featured any George Jones. I think we'll have to do that.
I think we can handle that
I
for
like
sure.
George,
a little possum.
You know? Yep, that'd be awesome. Well, let's queue up. Let's take just a quick minute to play a little Alan Jackson. Take a break. We'll come back and Bobby and I'll talk a little hero card and see what's happening there. So again, this is the Hero Card Hour. Here's a little Alan Jackson. We'll be right back.
Two young people without a thing, say some vows, spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
So smooth, Alan Jackson.
Yeah.
Nice, good.
Nice,
yeah.
Very nice.
That's perfect for a Friday.
Feels good on a Friday.
It does
yes,
feel
indeed.
Good on a Friday. In fact, I have a great quote. We're going to, if you hang on to the end, we'll play his one of my favorite songs of his, 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh yeah,
right
with Jimmy Buffett.
With
right?
Jimmy Buffett, yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. All right, so let's Bobby, let's talk a little hero card.
Absolutely.
Want to make sure we mention our major sponsors,
sure.
Our super duper heroes. I'll go first with just talking real quick. Just shout out to Major Weight Loss, my good friend Angela, who by the way will be on the show in June. Come in and talk about a little weight loss, and we're welcoming Denise Miller. Denise.
Familiar.
Yeah, Miller. Forgive me, Denise just showed up. I can't do two things at one time, so we're glad you're here, Denise. We'll bring you in just a few minutes. Major Weight Loss, one of our premier business partners, and love what she does, helping people manage their weight and their diet and their health.
Yeah. Well, uh-huh. Speaking of helping people and health, we can't forget our good buddy Todd Peter over at Benefit Solutions.
He's on vacation somewhere, though, right?
Yethink he was leaving. I was going to see him this week. He says, no, I'm preparing for vacation. I had an old boss one time call that being fig mode. When the last day or two at work before you go on vacation, you are fig mode. You're not getting a lot of
you don't get
no. So you don't certainly won't take on any new projects, and that was what I was going to see him about was a new project. So he's taking a little vacation time, which well-deserved. I think he's still just catching his breath from open enrollment for health insurance.
Yep.
Of course, that's what he helped me with, saved me a lot of money. He's a great guy. But one thing that he really does a good job at is for small businesses needing to work on benefit packages for their employees.
Help you with retirement.
Yeah, so from two employees to 200, anywhere across the state of Texas, give Todd Peter a call over at Benefit Solutions, because he will save you some money and he will go the extra mile to make sure you understand what you're getting and get you the best deal.
So, we've had him on the show before. We need to bring him back.
That's what I was going to coach him to do. To
what he does. No. He's just so busy.
Check out his website. Like him on Facebook, because he's got a lot of good information. And he, you know, something he helped me with just the other day, my daughter's going to Peru with Shriver for a little trip.
Okay.
So checking on some travel insurance.
Good.
So
he does that too.
Yeah, I sent him a text. I can help. He just sent me a link. Boom. Good. Done. So, yeah, good guy, Todd Peter, Benefit Solutions.
Give him a call. Yeah, we're glad he's one of our partners. I guess I'll do all the things that are good for you here health-wise. I'll let you cover Mr. Gaddy's in a minute. I'll Premier 7 Gym, our good friends Chris Cother and Jency Carson. Again, very, very talented at what they do, helping you with your stretching, your mobility, your strength training, getting your body in line. So Jim does not really do justice to what they do. Very unique setup over there at Premier 7. So go see those guys. And since I mentioned Gaddy's, I'll do that one. And then,
talk about health.
Where are you going?
Go get a juice over at Next Generation. They do some fabulous juice mixtures over there that'll just make you feel good and maybe make you eat a little less Gaddy's. Or after you have some Gaddy's, maybe that would be the thing to do, is go there.
Balance your
Gaddy's. They do a great offer with us as well. They do 10% off all their Field Day products. So
they do.
You get over there and give them a shout and save a little money on
Kenny and Janelle.
Great stuff that they have over there. All kinds of good health
foods. I'm a big believer in juicing.
Are you juicing?
I am, absolutely.
Good for you.
As far as other than taking vitamins and things like that, because sometimes those don't get absorbed.
Yeah,
but
if
you do the right kind of juicing, man, it really is something that you feel, almost immediately.
That's good. So, yeah, no, there's a lot to it. Absolutely. I've seen a lot of people really change their health with the juicing.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, I've been drinking that juice called Blue Moon. Is that a health drink? So that's kind of like a juice.
Yeah.
I would say, absolutely.
Is that one that you can't buy until afternoon on Sunday? I don't think it is.
We'll allow that.
Well,
right quick, while we're talking about some fun things like a cold beverage, let's talk about a couple of the places that if you want to do a little shopping over the weekend.
Yep.
We've got a couple of neat places that are partners with us right now. One of them is Ravish by Design.
Yep.
A new shop over there by Little Caesar's Pizza. Ladies, you need to check it out, because Jana over there is posting on Facebook. If you haven't liked her page, you need to like her page.
Yeah,
she's showing you the newest, latest, greatest in fashion every day.
Yep.
So check out her Facebook page over there. And, of course, they give you 10% off store-wide with your hero card. So check them out over there. Kennedy and Jana will help you out.
But no men's things. I mean, you got some shoe inserts, Bobby, but that's not going to get me in there.
Those are really cool, too. If you don't like to wear socks with your little low-profile shoes, they've got the neatest insert that takes away all the bad things that come along with not wearing socks.
Not wearing socks.
Have you seen the latest man fashion craze?
You
seen the latest one?
Oh, the jumper thing.
Oh, my
the
God.
Romper. Maybe they sell rompers the over there. And then if your hair was long enough, you could have a man bun.
Yeah. Absolutely. A romper and a man bun. You would be looking good. I know she's probably got some rompers over there, but I don't think they're for the men. She's got some cool, cute little outfit.
All right. Picture like me and Bobby and one. Oh, my gosh. No. That's a fashion don't.
I got the biggest laugh when I saw those rompers for men. There was men in them, too, so that really made it quite humorous.
A man bun, and you got the whole deal then.
My goodness. I've lost control. The Hero Card Show, we're going to a break.
Control, because this is a very important thing right quick. 4T Trading Post is one of our partners, and they've decided their retail is just a little more time than they want to spend. So they've got a huge sale, sale going on over there, up to 50% off store-wide. They're moving out. Been in there. They've got some cool stuff. The Bison coolers, man cave art.
Yep.
I mean, just anything you can imagine. Still some furniture pieces left. I was in there yesterday. So go check them out. I think they've got about another week left. So, 4T Trading Post over on Sydney Baker.
Yep, they'll still make a deal with your hero
absolutely
card, too.
Absolutely.
So, All right, so I'm excited to announce that we have an open door policy over here at the Hero Card Hour. And no, Maggie, I'm glad you're here. So Maggie Baker's just walked in, and we want to give her the remaining time till we take a break. We've got about 5 minutes, I think, Glenn.
Yes, that sounds
so
about right.
Maggie is a VA service officer, and she wants to talk to you briefly, talk to us briefly about some of the events coming up Memorial Day. So glad you're here, Maggie. Sit, have a seat, and there's your mic.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Always good to see you. Have you had a good day?
Oh, wonderful day.
Good. Good. Well, it's Friday. We're always glad to have Friday. So, Maggie, what's going on? Yeah, there's the bell for Friday. So, Maggie, what's going on with the Memorial Day event at the courthouse? What's the latest?
The latest is we have Senator Ted Cruz as our keynote speaker.
Are you serious?
Seriously, yes.
That is so cool. How did you pull that off?
Well, I have been sending out flyers for Memorial Day for about the past, 6 weeks, 2 months, something like that. And one of his directors called.
Okay.
And told me he saw one of my flyers someplace and asked if it'd be okay if they would stop by on Memorial Day.
And you said, sure. I don't know.
Maybe.
How great is that, Maggie?
Yes.
That is so exciting.
So I went in and told our court recorder, Jody.
Okay.
And then she told Judge Pollard and our commissioners. Next thing you know, we have a wonderful press release that we sent out to the press, and I've attached one to all of you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And we'll be here Monday the 29th at 12 o'clock noon.
That
you got those extra benches.
Yeah, extra benches, absolutely.
I know. Plus, we're going to have to add probably like 125 more
chairs
or something.
Yeah, you'll need some.
Maybe even more than that, but we'll start with that.
That's exciting. I mean, it was exciting already, but that is the icing on the cake. How cool is that?
It's going to be
good for you.
A wonderful, wonderful
day. It is. It is. I'm so excited.
Along with Senator Cruz, we'll have Judge Pollard. Mayor White, and then a representative from the Audie Murphy Memorial Hospital as our speakers.
Okay. Wow. And you've got the laying of the wreath ceremony.
Yes.
I saw that, which is exciting.
That. Oh, yes.
Okay.
And then we have military music. We have one of the Girl Scout troops. I don't remember the troop number. I'm sorry, Jody. Then one of the Boy Scout troops are all going to be here helping out with our, because we have a lot of senior military veterans, and so they might need help with helping
get to their chair.
Getting to
the bench,
and then laying of the wreaths and things.
Yeah.
So
that is exciting. So if you need volunteer help to move some chairs that morning, are you thinking?
I need some help. I mean, the little Boy Scouts are going to help, but.
Okay.
You know, we need some older guys with some muscle.
Some muscle as Glenn flexes his muscles.
Not saying your Boy Scouts don't have muscle, but.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, they can do something. They can carry one chair.
Well, and then we're
I
having.
I can carry one chair.
We're having water donated.
Okay.
By, I won't say the company, but I'll just say Guy Overby.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say his
name. That's fine. You probably can't. Well, that's up to you. You can promote Guy. We love Guy. He's investment. Guy here in town. So there you go.
He's donating 8 cases of water for us.
Yep.
He's the guy.
Yes.
He's the guy. He's the guy. Yeah, literally. Oh, I just got that.
Right.
I just got that.
And it's just going to be a wonderful day.
Okay.
You know.
Well, it will be a wonderful day.
It
and if you have a venue to move indoors, if the weather's inclement, right?
It's
which
going to be the Kerrville VA Auditorium.
Okay.
But we're hoping for sunshine.
Absolutely.
So we need to tell our weather guy here, sunshine.
You know, the weather here is just so fickle, right?
It's
old slogan, big hat, no cattle, right? You know that one, right?
Whether or not. Did you remember that commercial they used to say? Whether or not.
Whether or not.
The weather was going to be here, whether or not.
Whether or not. That's it. That's it.
That is true. Yes.
Well, we can always use rain, but we don't want it tomorrow, Denise, or we don't want it on the 29th. Right, Maggie?
That's correct.
That's good.
Yes.
Well, we've got about one more minute of time here, so anything else you want to promote quickly while we have you here?
Well, I just want to say a little bit more about Memorial Day.
Okay.
It starts at noon.
Okay, 12 o'clock.
But anyone who's involved with the event, volunteers and speakers and everything, I'd like to have everyone there hopefully by 11.
Okay.
If not, then 11:30. I just wanted...
Courthouse steps or at the memorial? Where do you want everybody to congregate? At the memorial. Okay.
And at the benches. And it's going to be...
Good.
It's going to be a good day.
Good. It's going to be a great day. Well, I'm proud for you. Yes. I'm excited for our veterans, and having Senator Cruz here will be just really, really special. So thanks for all your hard work on that.
Well, it wasn't just me. I have a really great committee. I want to mention Terry Garza.
Okay.
From the VA hospital.
Thank you, Terry.
Yes. Yeah. She's been wonderful. One of my biggest helpers. So.
Takes a team, doesn't it?
It does.
Look at. We have five people in the studio trying to get this show done today. I like it. I'm leaving in a minute. I'll let y'all have it. All right. So listen, Maggie, always great to see you. Come back anytime. We need to take a break for some news, some weather. On the back half of the show, we've got Denise. You're going to still be able to hang around. We want to hear about your event this weekend, which we're excited about. So, again, this is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool.
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at herocardonline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
Lots of rolling wheels and shifting gears round that Jersey Turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in this rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son, just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, well, I south of Detroit City, I pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecue, the sign said finger licking. Well, I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from.
All right. Welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. As promised, we have Denise Lemieux. When I say Lemieux, but I was multitasking. It does not work. Denise, we've known each other for a while.
We have.
You are the owner with your husband of Lemieux's RV, right? And the diesel doctor?
The diesel doctor.
Yeah. So he let you out of there for a little while to come be on the show. Good, good. Well, thank you for taking time out. Have you had a good week?
I've had an awesome week. It's been a busy week because we've been getting ready for our fundraiser, Shatter the Stigma, but it's been a great week.
That's good. Well, let's talk about Shatter the Stigma.
Well, let's do it.
Tell us what's going on. That's that's tomorrow,
tomorrow, May 20th, from 9 to 3. It's going to be a motorcycle rally, a car show, community event. We're going to have some nonprofit vendors and for-profit vendors there. We're going to be selling hamburger plates, and we're going to have a bloodmobile. That's going to be there. And, you know, it's a great time for to talk about the bloodmobile. This is a kickoff for the summer.
Okay.
We need blood in the summer. So you can go on to donateforlife.org and register tomorrow for tomorrow's blood drive. Or just show up and stand in line and they'll get your information and we'll get you registered for that. But Shatter the Stigma is raising awareness about mental illness. And we do all of this for the patients at the Kerrville State Hospital. And the Volunteer Services Council, this will be our third year to do the Shatter the Stigma motorcycle rally.
Okay, so year three. That's good.
Yeah, year three.
That's good.
They say, you know, it takes about 3 years.
It does.
So, you know, we really are blessed to have such a great community that supports nonprofits.
Absolutely.
We do. We do. So what made you get, are you the chairman? Was this your idea, or how did you get involved?
It wasn't necessarily my ideal. We had one of the employees at the state hospital had been involved in a rally in Houston years ago.
Okay.
And he brought the ideal to our board, and our board voted on it. And, you know, everybody does galas. We do these dinners where you have a band and
fancy,
we just wanted,
yeah,
fancy. We just wanted something where the community could come out, and we could maybe attract people that are maybe more aware of things like mental illness by coming out and having a community event. Plus, the Blumobile doesn't usually go to a gala at night. People don't want to, you know, get
roll up their tucks. roll up their tucks for a little blood donate? Probably not.
So being able to do this, we're able to offer the Blumobile to the community, and it's just good. You know, we get the Knights of Columbus are involved. They cook for us every year, Steve Erickson and his group of guys, and they're great cooks. You got to come get a hamburger.
They make a good burger, do they?
They do make a good burger. You know, it's a donation, but it's $10 for a plate. You can come get it and eat it there or get it to go. We're going to have a live remote going on. And then in the afternoon from 1 to 3, we're going to have a band called Bad Experiment. Make sure I say that right, because apparently I said Bad Experience, and that wasn't the right thing
I think
to say.
I heard Bad Experience somewhere, and I'm like, that is a funny name.
Yeah, it's
Bad Experiment. Bad Experiment's not much better.
You know, but anyway, they're donating their time.
That's nice.
You know, it's a group of guys that got together and have a cover.
Oh, Glenn's shaking his head. He knows, you know, Bad Experience, yeah, and Bad Experiment, too.
What kind of music do they play?
Cover rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Classic rock, you know, the kind that you pull up on 94.3 and
sure.
listen to. So, you know, it's really great. And, you know, so that'll be good. And the car show, this is what we need for our event to really happen.
Everybody listen up.
We need
call to action.
Call to action. We need cars in the car show. $35. Come register. Come get your car in the car show. Come win people's choice. You know, we're going to be selling an arm of raffle tickets, and it's a 50-50 pot. So you buy an arm of raffle tickets, and your name gets pulled out of the hat. Whatever we've collected, you get half of the money. So that's going to be a great thing for those car show people.
You bet.
Come bring your motorcycle and ride. Let me tell you, you can ride in the rain. Last year, it rained on us, and I rode 2.5 hours. We got hailed on. There was lightning going on all around us. My hands were black from my leathers for a whole month. It looked like I had gangrene or something going on in my fingers. But let me tell you, we rode for a great cause, so come out and ride with us. If you're a rider, you get a free T-shirt for your registration and your hamburger.
Wow, that's a good deal.
You know, and then if you're like, well, I can't ride, I can't, I don't have a car, so really, what is in it for me? Well, we're going to have a silent auction, and let me tell you, the ladies from the Hill Country Quilt Guild, one of the bees there, put this quilt together that's an American Constitution quilt. It's got a flag on it.
Ooh.
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
Ooh. It is amazing. You need to come out and bid on the silent auction items. Broadway Bank has given us a huge gift basket. Discount Tire. Of course, Lemillier's, we put in something for the silent
auction. There's an RV in there?
There's not an RV, no. But we will align it if you bid on it. We'll give you an alignment for the tires you just get from Discount or whatever.
There you go. I like it. That's great.
And then Todd Winters, he has
an awesome painting, great artist,
local community. So our community comes together and supports what we're doing. So we just need
some bodies to show up.
That's right.
You need good weather.
We need good
weather.
Well,
that's not even it's inside, right?
It's the car show's inside. So if you have a car, don't worry about it getting wet. Get it over there. Get it inside. It's inside the Hill Country Youth Event Center.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about the rain messing up what we're doing.
Good.
You know, we're going to have Carla Schuster has been putting together our penguin project for the Volunteer Services Council. So we're going to have some penguins out there. And what's going to happen is we're showcasing them. At this event, tomorrow,
real penguins?
They're not real.
Oh,
but
shoot.
But they look real.
I was excited.
But if you're a business owner, you can bid on a penguin and have it delivered to somebody's house.
Oh, we're
and
so doing that.
In their front yard for a week, and they get claim to fame that their penguin's been sitting. So we're going to kick that off tomorrow. That's going to be our first thing to kick off for our next, so to speak, fundraiser that we'll do. But all the money, I want to make sure that everybody knows, all the money that we earn goes back directly to patient services at the Kerrville State Hospital.
That's awesome.
Last year, with a grant from United Way and the Community Foundation and the money we raised from our fundraiser, We were able to buy 12 brand new state-of-the-art computers from Dell. They put the latest software on there. They put security, you know, some sort of virus protection on there. We got it connected to a server, and those patients now have access to the outside world and be able to visit with friends and family via the internet.
Wonderful.
We've got patients that are using it for recovery. We have patients that are taking lessons online now. They never had that ability to be able to do that. The computers that were out there were really old, and because it's state-appropriated money, that's not something that the state would give the patients.
Okay.
That's something that the volunteers had to provide. This year, we're really working on trying to figure out a way to fix the steeple at the chapel out there, because we have one of our volunteers donated money for us to fix the bells in the chapel.
Neat.
But we can't put the new bells in until we get the steeple fixed, because it's a structural issue.
Yeah.
So that we're going to use funds to help with that. We're also putting in buddy benches in every school. I don't know if you guys read the article in the paper about the buddy benches, but a buddy bench is, it sits on the school grounds, and if a student doesn't have somebody to play with, they go sit on that buddy bench, and then when another kid sees them sitting on the buddy bench, then they're supposed to go and say, hey, do you want to go play? So it's a way to get people... get the kids to connect. Well, we want to take it a step further, and we want to have some buddy benches also at the state hospital.
Yep, it's a great
idea. So we want to put buddy benches in all the schools in the community, because, you know, if we can tackle mental illness at a younger age, or tackle some of the issues around it, like feeling lonely and depressed and sad, you know, then that's going to be a way for us to shatter the stigma and raise awareness for mental illness. And so that's what we're working
Very
on.
Very ambitious.
Yeah.
That's great. That's exciting, Denise.
We have a great board, and we have a lot of people involved. You know, it's a community involved in making this happen. So we just need people.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like the first 2 years you've done very, very well.
Yeah.
So as this grows, you'll have more and more of an impact.
You know, if it rains, don't worry about it. Just put on your leathers, put on your raincoat, get on your bike, and come ride with us.
And come hear bad experience.
Bad experiment. Experiment.
I'm sorry. I did it on purpose, because the whole time you were talking about riding in the rain, I'm like, oh, and then come back and listen to the bad experience.
I will tell you, I learned from last year, I'm going to have a change of clothes.
Yep, I think that's smart.
Last year, took out my weather gear so it wouldn't weigh down my bike, and so I would have more room for water and that kind of stuff. But no, I'm coming with the rain stuff.
A little
stuff
more prepared.
Tomorrow.
What do you have? What kind of bike?
I have a Yamaha Star. Yeah, I ride myself. You know, this may be my last ride. My husband had hip surgery, and it's just not so much fun to ride anymore. So, and
does
I
he
like
ride on the back
myself.
Of your bike?
Oh, yeah, he rides on the back.
I hope he's not listening. He may be downstairs when we get done.
Now, he has his own bike, but I do have to tell you, this is a kind of a cute thing. Whenever he's looking at bikes, he goes, what do you think about this bike? And I said, well, I want my own bike. And he goes, you want your own bike? And I go, well, yep, you know how you don't like a backseat
driver,
passenger, driver, or whatever? And he goes, I told him, I said, you know that you do not want me in your ear while you're right.
Well, that is for sure. He'd be cutting your mic. Absolutely. Oh, my best friend's out in Georgia, and he loves, he has a Harley. He's kind of in that clan, and that's fine. I kid him all the time about that. But, and I don't ride, and he wants me to learn to ride. I'm like, no, I'll just give me that little sidecar for your bike. And he's like, no, that ain't going to work, buddy. So, anyway, I'm proud of you for riding. And where do you ride to? I don't think you.
We're going to take the lower part of the Three Sisters, which we'll go to Vanderpool, and then we'll head up to Garvin's store, and then come back around on 27 Mountain Home, and then come back down. So it's about a 2 hour and 20 minute ride, I guess.
That's good.
You know, just we'll stop at Vanderpool, and we'll stop at Garvin's store. We have a truck that'll be pulling a trailer with water in the event that, you know, somebody has a problem and get a flat tire,
or
whatever the case may be, and get a way to come back on your bike in case
it's
something
awesome.
Happens.
But, it's really good.
Yeah, so
really
we need
good.
Brave people to come ride.
You do. You need some people. Well, I think I would. You know, I hear and see so many bikes here in the Hill Country. Mm-hmm. I would think you can get some riders for that. Right? Do you ride, Glenn?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I live in Bandera, man. There's bikes
everywhere. Bobby, motorcycle.
When I was a kid.
Okay.
Now, cured you? Well, you know, I've had some buddies that didn't have good experiences.
I'm one of those. I've been on them before in college.
We rode out in the country and up at like Corpus Christi when we were kids, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's fun.
Moved on to, once I was able to get a car, the car seat.
Air conditioning.
Well,
yeah.
Leather faster
seats.
And cooler.
You know
well,
what?
No,
uh-oh.
This is true. Not always
uh-oh.
Faster.
What,
separate you two.
A slingshot.
Oh.
Have oh, that's seen? Good like idea. Those
yeah, a slingshot. Three wheels. Because you have a motorcycle and a car in one. And you
oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, yes.
So I'm trying to tell my husband, not, we don't want to trike. That's what older people yeah. ride.
That's what my friend tells me.
We don't want to trike. But a slingshot, oh, yeah. Now okay. that because you got some speed going with it.
Too. Well, and those are, you got a little more comfort and stuff yeah. to them as well, don't yeah. you? I mean, you're sort of sitting down and relaxed. I've seen some with little tops and things on them as
oh,
well.
Yeah. So, you're, oh, yeah. You're like cars without being a
sounds,
car.
Yeah. Sounds like we're just in a car. Yeah. Sounds to me like a car with the windows down.
Yeah, but you're
know.
Down low to the ground. And, you know, that's,
yeah.
that's, you know, being low to the ground, that's.
Is that the key?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Isn't that what a smart car is?
It makes you feel you go faster.
Roll the windows down yeah. a smart car. No, aren't you in the yeah. same spot? A
that's just because they have no power jockey. To move something larger.
I carry a smart car around the back yeah. of my truck. It's awesome.
But, you know, somebody might say, well, I don't have a car, or what I have, you know, may, you may not be interested in it. Okay, so you might have a decked out golf cart. Come put it in the show. You know, we're going to have people's choice. For a dollar, you can buy a little raffle ticket and go vote on the car of your choice. So, you know, come.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's just going to be fun.
Well, and guys with cars, generally speaking, yeah. you may have a work in progress. Those are good, too. I mean,
oh,
car
right.
guys
they
like to see
finished.
What
yep.
you're working on. So, you know, bring that car in progress sometimes.
We have that car that's been a work in progress for
oh, everybody
38 years, 39
what,
years.
What is that? What car?
It's
what
a kind? 1970 Dodge Super B.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh, I told my husband the other day, well, it's been a while back, I said, if I had a ring as big as the amount of money that we spent on that car, my hand, yeah. I would not be able to carry my hand around. It's the most expensive hobby. Yeah. But yeah. he's never going to finish it. You know why? He's just never going to finish it. Because then he wouldn't have it to
sure.
potentially work on later.
Right. Like every project at my house.
Yeah.
Right? Why
well,
finish anything?
It's sort of bittersweet when you finish those projects because yeah. that's a big part of the fun of it is creating it.
Knowing
from,
it's going on.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you know, I've known lots of guys that as soon as they finish it, well, they're bored. They sell it and get the next project.
Oh, no,
yeah, you got to find
not,
something else.
No, this one's in the will. It's going to my older son. He makes sure he tells us all the time, when are you going to get it done?
Oh, yeah.
Because I need it.
He'd like it in finished condition.
I'd like it finished before you kick the bucket.
He don't want to inherit the project, yeah.
yeah.
Well, y'all are young.
Yeah, I think, you know, the last year that they made them, they made like 3,500, 3,800. I don't know how many. It's just not many 1970s, but it's really a Cornette B body style, you know. So, but yeah, he's completely gutting it and redoing it.
So that's fun.
Start to finish.
Good.
Well, anyway, Shatter the Stigma
yep.
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, starting at what time?
Well, if you're going to put your car in the show, you need to be there at registration at 8 o'clock. If you're going to be putting your bike to come ride it, you need to be there registration by 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Kickstands are up at 9:45. We're going to go and do parade formation through the state hospital grounds. And then over Medina Mountain, that's where we do not want it to be raining because
right.
I'm a baby when it comes to going over Medina Mountain.
Okay.
It's not the first curve. It's that one where you come down the hill and hit that next
yeah,
curve.
Yeah, a little tight right there. Yep. Okay.
If you're coming out for the event, it's 9 to 3, hamburgers from 11 to 1, and music from 1 to 3.
Awesome.
And the silent auction will end at 2:30. So if you want to come out and bid on something in the silent auction, you need to make sure your bid's in before 2:30.
Well done. Very, very good. I will see you tomorrow. I know Bobby's going to have his car there.
I'm going to be
so
there. Yeah.
Glenn, we'll probably see you over there. So,
good.
Denise, thank you for taking time out. I know you're a busy lady. Thanks for coming in and promoting it. And thank you so much for what you're doing for our community.
Well, thank
you're
you.
You're an awesome lady. Thank
and
you.
And thanks to the Hometown Hero and what you guys do here in town.
Thank you. Well, we're having fun. So, all right, have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Glenn Taylor, let's take – do we have time for a quick break or do we need to wrap it up? Let's queue up a one more Alan Jackson for a minute, and then we'll come back and wrap up the show. This is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230.
Pour me something tall and strong, make it up. 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's all right. Day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make me
all right. It's been a lively show here today. We've had a lot of activities. It's been a lot of fun. Absolutely. So I'm glad everybody's still with us. I want to wrap up. I want to make sure I mention a couple more business partners. Sprinkler Smart, Landscape and Irrigation Company, Chris and Travis, great guys. I promise if you need work done in your yard, in any of those areas, you need to call these guys. Trustworthy, honest, dependable, busy, but when they get to you, they'll do a great job for sure. We just went over quickly on Mr. Gaddy's Pizza. Again, love Mr. Gaddy's. I love their pizza and their salad bar and all those things, but I really love their arcade in the back. That's just kind
of
like
a lot of fun. Makes you think you're a kid again.
Yeah, I'm a kid again, yeah. And, well, most of those games are too technical for me to play. But
well, do they have any? I haven't been over there lately. Do they have any of the old school?
There are a few old school for old guys like us or me.
Oh, cool.
You know.
Okay, favorite still, video game?
Oh, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
What about you?
I would say Pac-Man, yes. Because
Defender.
Defender
was great.
Yeah.
Well, I was one of those guys where I remember one time specifically sitting at my favorite arcade in Bandera. I was so good at Pac-Man.
You were one of those. My roommate in college was one of those.
I was. Yeah. I could sit there until my arm fell off. Yeah. I could play that long. My dad left to go fishing, which I should have been going fishing with him, but I was a video gamer at the time. And I did. I sat there and played Pac-Man for about 8.5 hours.
Pretty good value for a quarter, right? I mean, when you're good at it, the quarter's pretty cheap.
Yeah, pretty soon people quit checking by. It's just like, Glenn,
there. Finish. Finish, Glenn. Let somebody else play. All right, last night Bobby and I had a chance to go to the mixer for the Chamber of Commerce over at the Great Western Museum of Western Art here.
Cool.
Great venue. I know, Bobby, you had not been in there before, and you were really, really impressed.
Yeah, part of this, they've just opened their new atrium area.
Yep.
And they've got some gorgeous bronze pieces in there.
Wow.
I was really intrigued. I saw it's a bunch of saddles, older saddles.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was one from Kingsville, my hometown, from the King Ranch. Went back to about the early 1900s.
Wow, that's neat.
So, yeah, they've got a nice kids area.
It's just
you've got
it's
to go
jewel.
Check it out.
It's a jewel.
I mean, we're really blessed to have that here in our
amazing.
Small little town.
Yeah. So you know, get over and be a patron of the museum. You can be a member and help support them.
And they got a kids area.
And
they got a neat little kids area that the kids will really enjoy. It's a hands-on type thing. So
very good.
Take your family over there.
Absolutely. I want to follow up on the USO style hangar dance over in Fredericksburg at the Hangar Hotel. That's Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. Proceeds benefit the USO of Fort Hood, which is, I just think that'd be great fun. It's old. They got a swing band playing, $35 a person, and dance all evening over there. And again, we're trying to promote things that benefit our servicemen and women.
Sure,
of course.
Absolutely.
You can help out, and you can show Mama a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. If and then on Monday you can be at the service that Maggie mentioned, so that'd be fun. One last thing, if you've got time this weekend, go by the Hill Country Veterans Center on Meadowview. Take a look at the things that we've done over there as our Rotary Club, making that a prettier place. Painted the flagpole. Hopefully they're going to have a new sign hanging there that's pretty amazing. That a good friend of mine cut with his water jet, and so. That's the old armory, and it just needed a facelift, and it's looking better by the day. And if you're a veteran and you're listening to our program and you have an interest and you go there to that service or you have an interest in helping with that center, we need somebody that would take up the mantle of watering our plants.
Okay.
We've planted a few. We didn't get enough water on them. We're going to replace them, but we're not going to replace them until we have somebody that can water a couple times a week.
Tend to the garden.
So let Alan Hill know if you're interested in doing that, and he knows how to get a hold of us. And I think that's it for the day. We hope everybody has a great weekend. Bobby, have a great weekend. Good luck
everybody
with the car show.
Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Check out the car show.
I think
and
so.
Get a hamburger and donate some blood.
Donate blood. Glenn, have a great weekend.
You too.
We'll see you
guys.
Always a pleasure. We'll see you back here next week on the Hero Card Hour. Thanks for tuning in.